On today's Talk Zone Newsmaker interview, Ken Blanchard. He's one of the best-known authors and speakers on leadership in the world. Ken Blanchard is here to talk about his book, Full Steam Ahead.
Get focused, get energized, get great results. And it's all about the power of vision. Now, why do we need a vision? What's that do for us?
Well, I tell you, Chris, what a vision does is it tells you who you are, where you're going, and what will guide your journey. So what it means is who you are is, we talk in here about organizations having purpose statements and all, but think about yourself. You know, do you know what business you're in? You know, talking to the listeners, you know, because if you don't know what business you're in, people are coming all the time to get you to do things, and how do you know whether you should say, yeah, I'll do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And people who don't know where they're going get used by people who are do know where they're getting where they're going. And so we help people write mission statements, like, you know, what are they really good at? You know, a couple of nouns that describe that, some verbs that say how they like to influence people, and then finally, you know, a picture of the world that they'd like to have. And so, like, my mission statement is to be a loving teacher and example of simple truths that helps and motivates myself and other people to awaken the presence of God in our lives. And the reason I mention God is I think the biggest addiction in the world is the human ego, which stands for edging God out, either through false pride where you think you're a big deal and you're always promoting and pushing for yourself, and fear where you think less of yourself and you're always protecting yourself. So, we need to say to people, get yourself a mission statement. You got a mission statement yourself, Chris?
I do. In fact, yes, I wrote about that a little while back, and I have it in writing. And this is a good time for me to pull that out and look at it and make sure I'm still on track.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the second piece, I don't know if you've ever done this, but it's really fun, the picture of the future, which is where are you going, is to write an obituary. You know, some people think it's a little morbid, but I got that idea when I found out about Alfred Nobel, who his brother died, and he went to get the paper in Stockholm, Sweden, and they got he and his brother mixed up, and Alfred was involved in the invention of dynamite, and the whole obituary was about dynamite and destruction, and he was devastated. So his friends and relatives who gathered around him said, what's the opposite of destruction? And he said, peace. So he reorganized his life so he'd be remembered for peace. So it's a really interesting exercise for people. And then the last part is, what are your operating values? So, like, my number one value is spiritual peace. My number two value is integrity. My number three value is love. And my number four value is joy. And so I take those three, my mission statement, my obituary, and my values, and I read them on a daily basis. So I recommend you, Chris, that you get it out more than once. You get it out every day just to remind yourself who you want to be in the world.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We all do these things around the beginning of the year, but you're right. We should be doing this every month of the year, because it's very easy to get off track as all this stuff starts to happen in, you know, February, March, April, and so on.
Yes, and you forget about it, and so that's why you know, in the Bible it says people without vision perish. You know, I mean, I think if you don't know where you're going, as I said, somebody who knows where they're going will use you. And so Full Steam Ahead is a great book on that. And it also talks about organizations ought to do the same. And I have a new book called Customer Mania. It's Never Too Late to Build a Customer-Focused Company. And it's a really study of the power of vision, because it's Yum! Brands, who owns Kentucky Fried Chicken and Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, and they have a vision that they want to put a yum on everybody's face in 100 nations with 840,000 employees. And so, but their vision is so clear, their values are clear and all. And so it's a great case study of how do you create a customer-focused company, and it starts with clear vision.
Now, you've written many books, including probably one of the most famous, The One-Minute Manager, which, wow, huge business bestseller. And did you ever think how many lives you've probably touched with these books you've written?
Well, it's
and you've given a lot of speeches too, and traveled around.
Yes, I've been very, very fortunate to do what I love, and hopefully help other people. I'm amazed, Chris. The One Minute Manager came out in 1982. We stopped the paperback after 20 years and decided to come out with another hardback. And the paperback for years was on the Business Week bestseller list, and now the hardback is. And that's 22 years after it came out, so
wow.
It's pretty hard to imagine.
Now, in Full Steam Ahead is told in a story fashion, and it actually starts, we're talking about the eulogies, it starts with a eulogy, and it goes through, a story. It's about, you know, people.
Yeah.
And this seems to be the whole trend with books such as this, is to tell it in a story fashion as opposed to just, you know, straight teaching. Is that a better way to go? I guess it is, huh?
Yes. Well, I think Spencer Johnson and I really kind of, you know, got people interested in that because The Woman and Manager was a parable. And, of course, Spencer wrote Who Moved My Cheese?
Huge book.
And so we have been doing that back then because we decided in back in the early 80s that our favorite books were, Jonathan Livingston's Seagull, The Littlest Prince, and Ogmandino's The Greatest Salesman of Them All.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus always taught with parables, and
mm-hmm.
so we started writing parables. So almost all my books are this same format, storytelling.
So if somebody is listening right now, obviously they can pick up your book, but what's something they might do like immediately to kind of get focused on the new year and to start creating that vision?
Well, I think the first one might be to try to come up with a purpose or a mission statement, you know, in terms of what they think their business is, in terms of what they're good at, you know, how they energize people and what they want the world to be, and
mm-hmm.
see if they can come up with something, and then they can start working on their obituary and their values. But it's a really important process, and then to read it on a daily basis. So we show both kinds of things in the Full Steam Ahead, individual, organizational. We even show how to set it up in a school. But it's in a fun story.
Join us next time for another Talk Zone Newsmaker interview.